Thank you very much, Madam President. With my first remarks, I would like to congratulate you, your team, and the ISU. Thank you for your work, and you can rely on my delegation's full support. I would like to say that Spain has had and continues to have strong social demand for implementing a gender mainstreaming in all its policies. And this has been the case, enshrined in several laws and foreign policy through the Strategy for Feminist Foreign Policy for 2025. We have been developing an ongoing strong effort in order to introduce the gender perspective in preventive diplomacy and peace building and disarmament. In the specific area of disarmament, nonproliferation, and weapons control, Spain has always pushed for the gender perspective in its multilateral and bilateral policies, as well as in our cooperation for development. My country has supported the inclusion of gender in various meetings of conventions, including our convention. It has done that through statements, working documents, or supporting joint statements, which is why Spain supported the joint statement on gender promoted by Germany, which we are very grateful for, as well as the working document on gender on the period for the review of the Lausanne Action Plan developed by UNIDER and the gender points of contact for the convention, Belgium and Germany, to whom we are also grateful. Also, Madam President, I would like to underscore the importance of linking gender efforts, which we are working on here, with those of other disarmament conventions, as well as other agendas, such as the 2030 Sustainable Development Agenda, or the Women, Peace, and Security Agenda, one that my country promoted, as well as the Network of Focal Points and the initiative of the 2025 Commitment of Women, Peace, and Security. For all of these reasons, Madam President, you can continue to rely on my delegation's support as we drive for the inclusion of gender matters